From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Miami's Bahamian community is arguably the city's oldest immigrant cohort. After the destruction Hurricane Dorian left in the Bahamas this week, expats are mobilizing fast to ship relief supplies to the islands. Since Hurricane Dorian smashed into the Bahamas on Sunday, Christ Episcopal Church in Coconut Grove has filled up with donations of everything from canned fruits to blue roof tarps. The mostly Bahamian parish sits in Miami's Little Bahamas enclave. Its pastor, Father Jonathan Archer, is Bahamian with family on the islands. Fortunately, they're not on the hardest hit islands of Abaco and Grand Bahama.
Having lived through similar storms myself in the Bahamas, it's really a harrowing, life-changing experience. We're getting a lot of food, a lot of water, but we certainly need a lot more batteries, flashlights, tarp, rope.
Christ Episcopal is one of two Little Bahamas churches partnering with the City of Miami to collect relief donations. At Greater St. Paul AME Church, parishioner Pam Jennings unloaded bags of clothes and blankets she'd brought. Jennings says her family has contacted relatives on Abaco Island.
They've gotten in touch with some of those people, and some are still missing. Some people had to be rescued from their houses, you know, after everything was lost. This is a very urgent endeavor because the people in the Bahamas are in dire straits.
Dorian is the strongest recorded hurricane to ever hit the Bahamas. So far, it's responsible for five deaths there. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.